This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Four more segments with our old friend Don Ecker. And you see, he is vintage Don Ecker, which means it's great. Randall, you had a question.
Oh, yeah. It's just that we know, and it's good to hear you just say, yeah, I'm a believer. I know they're here. I think that the word belief has gotten kind of a bad rap in the number of years. But apparently back in 1966, you, along with several other people, had a UFO sighting. And if you wouldn't mind just briefly going over that for our listeners again, who maybe haven't heard it.
Sure. Before I talk about 1966, I got to go back to 1964. I believe the best of my memory, it was in late spring. Okay. My dad, and mom, and my little sister and I was a Friday, and the reason I can specify a Friday evening is because we were going to the drive-in movies, okay? Now, back in those days, long before the internet, long before computers and so forth, okay, one way to go to the movies, they used to have drive-in theaters where they had a gigantic screen. You would go in, it was like a huge parking lot. Each place where you would park a car, they had a speaker that you could detach and stick on your car window and roll the window up and then watch the movie and hear the story. Well, we were getting ready to go to that, and it was still light, and it was late afternoon. My father was in the living room reading a paper, and suddenly he did something that, quite frankly, surprised me. He yelled, Don, come here. And I went into the living room, and he handed me the newspaper, and he showed me this story. And it was the Lonnie Zamora UFO sighting in
New Mexico.
I got to tell you, I read it, and hey, back in those days, you know, I was into books by Frank Edwards and so on and so forth. I loved those stories, especially the UFO stories. Now, in 1966, I was in high school. In December, in where I'm from, Pennsylvania, Western PA, December was when the state opened deer season, okay, for hunters. Now, everybody in my area hunted. The first day of deer season, well, most businesses and the schools, believe it or not, even gave the day off to everybody because they knew so many people would be out hunting. Now, I went out with three of my buddies. We were at a place called the Horseshoe Curve, which was several miles behind where my parents had their home. And it was a very famous area, at least in that part of the country, because it was an engineering marvel that had been built actually before the Civil War. It was actually a horseshoe-shaped mountain where they laid train tracks through. Now, incidentally, during the Civil War, a lot of train traffic went both through and from, okay, it was a gateway going west using the trains. We would ship stuff all the way out to places like Chicago. They would ship stuff back in. They began using trains to ferry troops, Union troops, all types of things like that. So, I mean, this back east was a very well-known spot. Now, it was also heavily forested. In that area was actually part of the what was known as the Kittanning Warpath that the Native Americans in that part of the country used even before the Revolutionary War. It was a very heavily trafficked area during the French Indian War in the late 1750s. So, I mean, there was a heck of a lot of history there. But that was where my three buddies and I were hunting. Now, that afternoon, it was somewhere around 4 o'clock in December. Of course, it's getting dark. We didn't have any luck. We were coming down to get to our cars and go home. And as we're walking down the hill, one of my buddies, who was, I think, behind me, suddenly yelled. I stopped, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, that dummy saw a deer, and he's probably scared it off. And I turned around, and he was looking up at the sky. So I stopped, and I looked up, and there were four brilliant lights in a diamond formation flying along. And I'm going to guess, because I don't know, but I don't think it was much above 12 or maybe 15,000 feet in the air. They're just leisurely flying by, and as they overflew us, the light in the rear suddenly shot straight up in the sky like a rocket taking off, and now the other three lights are in a V formation. Suddenly they hit a burst of speed, and they were gone in a flash. Well, I got to tell you, man, we were blown away by what we just saw. And I couldn't wait to get home to tell my parents about it. And I was sure that, you know, somebody else would have seen that and would have reported it to the local newspaper. I was not aware until years later when I was doing some historical retrospectives about that part of the country of the enormous number of sightings of UFOs that encompass not only Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Ohio, New Jersey, and New York. And later, even John Keel talked about that in his seminal work, The Mothman Prophecies. So, yeah, there was something going on in that part of the country, and most people were almost totally unaware of it. Very few stories ever surfaced. And incidentally, I might add, too, was not only UFO sightings, but it was also cryptid creature reports were also filtering in, as I discovered. So, yeah, it was a very, very strange time, Randall.
Do you ever talk to those guys again, or have you talked to them since about it?
No, a couple of them, as a matter of fact, have since passed on. The other guy, I know where he's at, but let's just say he went somewhat downhill.
Okay. I didn't quite catch it. When you saw these, was this a nighttime sighting?
Then? Late afternoon.
So it wasn't entirely dark. So not daylight, but dusk kind of thing?
Yeah, dusk. Yeah, yeah. That's when we were coming back from our hunting trip. Yeah.
Wow. So something like that, I'm not sure how to explain that in conventional terms. That's for sure.
And well, there is no explanation. You can either accept it at face value, or you can think that I was having a delusion, but, you know, that's what we saw.
Yeah, that seems to be a really common one where you see these lights that are off in the distance, and, you know, maybe you might be tempted to write them off as a reflection off this or that or a satellite or something, but then suddenly they come to a stop or make one of these high-angle, high-velocity turns that are instantaneous, that just nothing we've got can do that.
Right, right. Well, I mean, it's my sighting in the scheme of things was not unique. I mean, there are many, many cases over the years I've talked to people with stories very similar to that. So, sure, it is an enigma if you refuse to entertain the thought that it could be something extraterrestrial. A lot of people would say, well, it was probably a secret Air Force airplane or something like that. Okay.
Okay, we have to break. More to come. More to come with Don Gene Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Every few months or so, we try to get Don Ecker back on. He always has lots of fascinating things to say, tales of the past, that sort of thing. Now, when we get to the stories here about other than maybe spaceships or interdimensional or whatever, in terms of anything conventional, how far do we go with the secret weapons, especially early in the modern UFO era?
Well, it's hard to say today what cutting edge is. Back in the late 1980s, when I first met John Lear, before John took his trip over the rainbow, okay, on his way to Oz, I was down at his place, his home in Las Vegas. I had gone down to meet him for something. He had, my glory, he had stacks of papers, documents, and all types of things. And he tossed me a couple of mail-oriented military-type magazines. I don't know if you'll remember the old Soldier of Fortune magazine. And then there was another magazine similar to that. I think it was called Gung Ho. I believe it was a copy of Gung Ho magazine. I was glancing through it. He was on the phone talking to somebody. And there was an article in there. This has got to be circa 1989, I think. There was an article in there written by a guy, I know now who the writer was, but written by a guy using the pseudonym Al Fricke. Okay, Al Fricke. Now, what this article dealt with, he said in this issue, and this guy would know, he's an aviation guy, that there were things flying in the Nevada desert that would make George Lucas drool. Now, what was George Lucas involved in? Well, Star Wars and all that kind of stuff. And something in that article, I remember, said that to the effect of everything that Captain Kirk had access to in the original Star Trek, we already have today. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I'm leaning toward it probably to a large extent is true. But that was then. That was 30 plus years ago. And at that time, 30 plus years ago, I was talking to people that said, hey, anything you think is cutting edge today, tack another 30 to 40 years of technological advancement to it. Now, what was hot stuff in 1989 as far as I was concerned? The SR-71. I watched SR-71 missions launch from Okinawa when I was over there before I went back to Vietnam out of Kadena Air Force Base. They were flying SR-71s, the Blackbird, and my God, you would not believe one of those things taking off. It was like watching a freaking Atlas rocket lift off. The roar was beyond belief, and suddenly, bingo. Man, that baby was gone. That's how fast it was. That was hot stuff to me. But we're talking now 1989. That was considered old technology. They were still flying the SR-71, but it was old technology. Well, what in the hell are they flying that we don't know about? Now, here we are in the year as we do this show, 2020. Let your imagination roam what might be available. They've got secret craft that, and I have no idea if they're manned or not, the Air Force has had, that goes up to space, can spend a year or so in silent orbit doing God knows what, and then they may or they may not bring it back. Does it have a crew on board? Are they resupplying it with other advanced technology? Are they looking for ETs? I have no idea. But then you have the current president and the current administration talking about a space force, a new branch of the military. Now, then you go back to that series that was on last year with Tom DeLonge and Chris Mellon, a former Undersecretary of State for Intelligence, Dr. Hal Putoff, that guy from the Lockheed Skunk Works. You watch those six episodes again, and I'll tell you what, guys, the one thing that resonates in my mind every time I think about that series is the constant drumbeat of a quote-unquote threat. Now, this comes on the heels of Harry Reid's admission in a presser that the Pentagon was studying secret UFO. He didn't call it UFO, he called it UAPs. But a secret study on these quote-unquote unknown objects. You have the Nimitz carrier battle group encountering something. You have another battle group off the Atlantic coast back east. I don't know if you guys saw the video from one of their F-18 Hornet pilots where this object, this thing, blew right through their formation. Good God, if it would have hit one of those aircraft, that would have been it. I'm asking myself, are they, in a way, doing a soft disclosure? I mean, you have people like Stephen Bassett running around for years and years and years screaming, disclosure, disclosure, disclosure. And it got to the point where I would laugh when I heard Steve was going on a program talking about disclosure. At first, it was going to be Obama. Obama was going to open the floodgates. Well, of course, that never happened. And then it was Hillary Clinton. When she's elected, she's going to open the floodgates. Even if she would have been elected, I don't believe for one solitary instant that she would have done anything with it.
Of course, Bill Clinton didn't either, so we couldn't have expected that, even though Hillary did say some positive things about UAPs on late-night TV, and John Podesta, of course, is a UFO believer. But Stephen Bassett is an interesting case, because we had him on the Paracast, I don't know, the past year. And whatever wrong he's done in terms of getting his guesses or his predictions wrong, he seemed like a pretty decent guy, but we can go
into
that.
Here's the thing.
Okay, let's break. Let's
for me,
break.
We'll he go epitomizes
let's, we got to break. Don, we gotta, let's break, Don, and then we'll go into it. More to come with Gene, Don, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than 52,000 Americans have now died from COVID-19. Many officials believe the worst is yet to come, but some states are now beginning to ease restrictions. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
We are working on strategies that I will announce on Monday about the extent to which Texas can begin to open business, and we're doing so based upon the advice of the four medical doctors that we have working on this project.
A federal judge has ruled the government has violated
protections for migrant children during the pandemic. Lori Levinson of Loyola Law School.
It's a really dire situation by the migrants that led to this ruling. Not only do you have them full of kids who don't have their parents with them, but you have the spread of the COVID virus throughout the facilities. So there's really no way to wait until later, given the dire situation. It's a ticking time bomb.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
So as I said, Stephen Bassett, I mean, we had a long talk with him. We had him on the Paracast. We had him on After the Paracast. Seems like a pretty decent, sincere guy. Certainly, he's not rolling in cash as a result. He's just wrong all the time. What's your perception, Don Ecker?
He epitomizes the poster that was on Fox Mulder's FBI office wall. I want to believe. And that's it. That does it for me as far as Stephen. Of course, he's a great guy on a personal level, but when it comes to the UFO thing, he's totally blinded by this. Or at least that is his perceived shtick, in my opinion.
You know, at the same time, though, he's kind of on the same side. I mean, he's saying to us that he believes pretty much the same thing we do, and he's just trying to get them to admit it, which... You know, so.
Well, here's what Gene didn't tell you. Okay? This is what Gene Steinberg did not tell you. Years ago, he was on the Paracast. And if I am correct, it was either Chris O'Brien or it was David Biedney was co-hosting. I don't remember which one. And they got into it with Stephen because of some of the, shall we say, questionable people he was associating with. And he melted down right here on the Paracast.
He sure did. I think the problem we had with him then, and we still have the same problem, is that he's so dedicated to finding his disclosure, he has blinders on. And he promotes or accepts people who really would fail any routine vetting.
And that's it in a nutshell. So, yeah.
Well, okay, that may be true, but then, I mean... I think, Don, I think you actually go way further out on a limb than even I do. Like, I do believe alien visitation is real, but, you know, a space force with warp drive and all the rest of it, like,
wait a minute.
I don't think they go anywhere.
Talking about a warp drive.
Well, you were talking about the guy who said, well, you know, they've got now everything that Steven Spielberg would be envious of.
Star Trek, reporting the news, right? Randall.
Yeah.
Don, hang on.
I mean, you can talk, so can I. You said you were inclined to believe it just 5 minutes ago.
No, what I said was I am inclined to believe that our cutting edge currently is so far advanced that we would not believe what the technology is capable of. I never said anything that I think they've got USS Enterprise ready to go to Alpha Centauri.
We don't have a Stargate either, do we? On ice, right. No, but you see, that gets back to the secret space program, too, which is there a secret space program beyond, of course, something like spy satellites? And are they doing anything that's so far in advance of what we know that we could get more involved in space exploration with that technology? That raises a similar question.
One of my sources, when I was doing this Wilson Davis paper, we were talking about what might be already out there. And this individual indicated he was believing they possibly had a drive working on principles of gravity, a gravity drive. Now, I don't know. I'm just reporting what I was told. Do I believe it? No. Do I not believe it? No. I don't know. But I do think we have some extraordinarily advanced technology. How advanced is anybody's guess? But much more than what we're seeing on a day-to-day basis.
No, that's more reasonable. Yeah, I would say that we're still working on jet and rocket propulsion. I don't think we've got anti-gravity drives yet. I don't think we've cracked that. I don't think they've cracked that. I don't buy into the whole advanced space force thing the same as you were describing there. So I'm glad that you cleared that up there, because there's really insufficient evidence to warrant that level of belief.
Well, the fact of the matter is I don't have a clue what may or may not be involved in a space force. What I was saying was that in this current administration, that they are doing that. Now, the reason, I don't know. Perhaps it's very terrestrially centric. We've got problems with the commie Chinese. Russia, we've got problems with them. There are other hot spots around the world. If that little chunky guy in North Korea, okay, exits the building, his sister is supposed to be a real work in progress. So problems could crop up there. The one maxim about military activity is if you're in a conflict, you want to have the high ground. Well, you don't get much higher than outer space. So maybe it's simply that, or maybe not. Maybe they know something that is coming down the road. I have no idea. I am just advancing these thoughts about things that I personally have observed and have been pondering myself.
Oh, yeah, sure. Back in the 60s, when you saw what you saw, I would say definitely we could rule it out then. Back in the golden era, that's why I love the golden era so much, because I do think that we can be sure that the things they were describing then, that we're moving the same way now, there is no way that we could have been making them then. We just simply didn't have it. Now, maybe, I think they could make it look like we have it, but I don't think they could actually build something that can do it. In other words, I think they could probably come up with some sort of projection or advanced active camouflage or some sort of holographic technology or 3D visualization that could, combined with radar spoofing, fool people into thinking we've got it, but I don't think we got it.
Randall, are you familiar with the X-15 rocket plane?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That was an experimental platform they were doing a lot of research with back in the day, back in the, I guess, 50s, 60s. And that thing had the capability of going up in excess of 100,000 feet. Now, that's pretty darn far up there, 100,000 feet above.
Oh, it was an amazing machine, for sure.
Yeah, and you know what they encountered a lot of up there that was very hush-hush at the time?
Well, there is the reports.
UFOs flying up there. So that's just a little something to tuck in the back of your mind and let that rattle around a little bit. So these guys have been aware since day one that there's something else out there.
They have to. I mean, look at all of the detection networks they've got. I mean, if you were talking about the far side of the moon, they literally do have satellites that are out at Lagrange Point 2 that can look back on the other side of the moon. I mean, they have to know what's going on out there if they're coming from space, if they're interstellar. I mean, maybe like Gene suggests, we're dealing with, maybe an alternate universe and they're coming through some sort of source, maybe some kind of Stargate wormhole or something. But
that's Skinwalker Ranch, sure.
Yeah, who knows? Have you ever experienced anything weird like that? Like, aside from UFOs, like, cryptid sightings or just ghosts or other paranormal stuff?
Actually, I have.
Oh, tell us about it.
And I've done it right here at my home, and not only myself, but also when I told my wife about this, when I told Vicky, she also admitted that she's had some things happen. We had our dog, Buckwheat, which was a beautiful animal. He was a mixture of Chinese Shar Pei, Labrador, and German Shepherd.
Before we mix this dog, we're going to mix this first. We're going to mix it up with this, then mix it up with Don, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Big the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
We're talking about Don's canine companion. And as a fan of canine companions, I want to know more.
Well, we had this dog, Buckwheat. We got him when we got him, he was probably too young to leave his mom. But this family real close to us had a litter of pups, 12 pups, and they were going nuts with all these little guys running around. So anyway, they put an ad in the paper, and Vicky wanted to go over and check it out. And I found Buckwheat. I named him Buckwheat. He was just a tiny little guy, about 6 weeks old. So we got him, brought him home. We were weaning him off milk. We were feeding him formula and then, you know, puppy food and what have you. He started to grow. And my God, he got up in his prime. He was 125 pounds, big dog. And just a wonderful animal. And Vicky was just crazy nuts about him. Well, he passed on in 2012. Now, we currently have two other dogs. I've got a little Cocker Spaniel. She's my shadow. And Vicky's got, I call him Little Joey the Knucklehead. He's a little dog. God only knows what he is, but a sweet little guy. We've got them here, and they run around, and, you know, they let us know if anybody's around. Well, one day I'm in my office here. I was doing something online, and suddenly, and I can look out my office door where I have my studio into the bedroom, and I saw, I was sure of it, this black dog-like animal run in there. It was to the point where I was kind of taken back because we didn't have a big dog then. I got up and went in and I looked all over, nothing. So periodically, especially when I'm in my office, like about 3 weeks ago, one night I was doing something for my show. I was online and I felt like, you know that feeling you get when somebody's staring at you? Well, oh, yeah. I looked up at the doorway. And I swear to God, there was a black shaped, male shaped figure that ducked around the doorway. Look, I know how that sounds, okay? And I assure you, I was not drinking. I was not doing, you know, I was not smoking marijuana, nothing like that. And I got up and I looked around the corner and of course nothing was there. But that's happened about now, really, about maybe five or six times. So finally, I told my wife about it. I said, you're going to think I'm crazy, but this is what I've been seeing. And she looked at me and she said, yeah. She said, that's happened to me too. What is it? I have no idea. Is it actually something? Now, the house that we're in, we bought it. It was a brand new house. So it's not like other families had lived here or anything. I don't think we're on Indian burial ground or anything like that. It's hard to say. Now, we did have my business manager when I was doing a lot of television. Back in the 90s especially, she ended up living here with us for a couple of years. She retired, she moved to Las Vegas, and then she passed on. I've often asked Vic, I said, you don't think Lynn might have been coming back to visit us? And she said, I don't know. So anyway, there it is. You ask if I ever had anything weird happen. Yeah, I've had it happen here.
Interesting. You know, I guess if you can have shadow people, you can have shadow creatures, shadow dogs. That seems to be just as much a possibility. One of our recent guests, Kevin Killen, I don't know if you have listened to any of his the shows we've had with him on, but he's very interesting. He claims that he's had a number of experiences like this throughout his whole life almost. He's written a book called Ghosts and Me. And there's this correlation between people who are interested in UFOs and these kinds of experiences. So it really doesn't surprise me that you'd be experiencing these sorts of things. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, just one of those oddities. I really haven't, actually, until you ask me, Randall, I haven't given it a lot of thought, but, you know, you ask, and I try to be as honest as I can be, and, yeah, this is what's happened, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's one thing that I think our guests know about you is that you genuinely believe the things that you tell us and you don't BS around. So we all have our different ideas. Maybe we get some of it right and some of it wrong. But at least we know that with someone like you, you're not just trying to put on a show to please everybody. You just tell it like it is. And I get that impression from you. Yeah. Thanks for coming on the show again.
Oh, sure.
How would you like to close out with this? Is there anything else you'd like to talk about? Okay.
Yeah, we have about 3 minutes to closing credits. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, talk about your show a bit. See,
Well, at any rate, my Friday night show, my producer has known the guest that I'm hosting, has known him for years. He was going to come on the show before. He's currently in the Philippines. A very well-known researcher, archaeologist by the name of Klaus Dohna. Now, Klaus Dohna has specialized in uparts, out-of-place objects that they're quite simply, with our current level of understanding, there's no known provenance for. Things that could not be. And some of the items that now we had to do a pre-taped show, pre-record show, for Friday night because of the time difference and other things between him in the Philippines and, you know, we here in California and New York. So at any rate, we hit a lot of areas. And of course, now this is something, Gene, I don't think I've talked a lot about on the Paracast, but involving especially pre-diluvial civilizations.
We really look forward to hearing from Klaus. We talked to him just twice, back on December 2006, and A.J. Gaver chaired the duties. He did the second half of the show, and Klaus was on in 2008. So we've got 12 years of time to make up. And therefore, I'm really looking forward to see what Klaus has to say now in 2020.
Yeah, well, I just watched a television show that Klaus was on, was very prominently in the show, that took place in the Philippines. The name of the show is Forbidden History. And they were basically on the hunt for what is believed to be a vast stolen treasury the Japanese basically carried out during the Second World War.
Don Ecker, tell our listeners if we want to know more of what you're up to, where do they go?
Facebook. I've got a site there, Don Ecker and Dark Matters Radio fan page, my regular personal page, Don Ecker. Everything that I've been doing, mostly radio-wise, will be reported up there.
We'll definitely look forward to it, Don Ecker. You can find us on Facebook with a pair of Paracast groups, communities, whatever you want to call them. We have to fix that up one of these years. We also have a Paracast presence for the Paracast on Twitter. We have the official Paracast shop at theparacast.shop where you get branded merchandise for the Paracast. Check it all out, t-shirts and stuff. We have the After the Paracast podcast, our extra show with more great content, special guests, interviews and such. And one more thing, neighbors, Don will also be back on this weekend's episode of After the Paracast. And remember, After the Paracast is uncensored. So you'll get more of Don Ecker. And you have to be a member of the Paracast Plus to get that, plus the version of the show free of the network ads. So to find out more, go to theparacast.plus. That's theparacast.plus for more information on signing up due to the coronavirus pandemic. We really cut the prices there because we know cash is hard to get, and we want you to sign up with these special prices. Don Ecker, my friend, always glad to talk to you. Thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
You betcha.
Featuring Gene Steinberg is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.